Okay, today's daf is Arachin daf Gimel. We are holding on daf Beis and Beis, three lines from the end of the page. Hakol Chayavin B'Tkiya Shofar. Today's shir is sponsored by Todd Brody and his family in commemoration of the first yard site of Todd's father, Dr. Baruch Brody, Baruch Alter Ben Harav Eliezer Zev, Olav HaShalom, the Neshama Shrev and Aliyah, and we certainly thank the Brody family very much for the sponsorship. And today's year is also sponsored by Dr. David Landerer in honor of his wife and children, and we thank him as well very much for the sponsorship. So we are holding on Beis and Beis, and we are at Hakol Chayavim B'Tkiya Shofar, three lines on the bottom. The Gemara is just going to continue throughout the entire daf, going through all the places in Shas, or almost all the places in Shas, where it says Hakol. Obviously, when you have a sugi like this, the Achronim are going to take this as a challenge. Have we really covered every single one? So they come up with different ones that maybe it says Hakol in other places that for whatever reason the Gemara didn't deal with. But we're going through one by one what we are marbet from the word Hakol in each of these Mishnayos or Brises where it says that Hakol in any given mitzvah. And not only that, the Gemara is then going to shift to some Mishnayos that not only say Hakol, they say Kohanim Levim V'Yisraelim. Well, of course Kohanim Levim V'Yisraelim. Who else would it be? So we're going to explain what the Riboy is in that, what we're trying to include by mentioning that Kohanim Levim Yisraelim by a number of mitzvahs. So we're just going to be jumping around from mitzvah to mitzvah. It'll be a very interesting discussion. So let's see. Says the Gemara, Kol Chayavim B'Tkiya Shofar. Everyone's obligated in Shofar and Rosh Hashanah. L'suyeh Mai. So what's the Hakol coming to include? L'suyeh Katan Shigia L'chinuch. This is telling us that a Katan Shigia L'chinuch is also Chayav in Tkiya Shofar. So the Tanakh. The Mishnah says that you should not prevent a katan from being tokea on Rosh Hashanah if it's chal on Shabbos. And it also says over there that a katan and tzikia l'chinuch were misaskim imo l'lamdo. Not only do we not prevent him, we actually teach him to do it because we have to be mechanichim. So tzikia b'Shabbos generally is an isur shvus, but you see that a katan and tzikia l'chinuch is chayiv in shofar, even though tzikia on Shabbos or Yom Tov would be typically would be considered aser, right? That's the sugya maseches Rosh Hashanah that chamur goes there not to be tokeh shofar and Rosh Hashanah shchal b'Shabbos gzeirah shemiyatlanu biyadu v'yelichetz alabaki lilmod, and you're going to carry it al ramos in Rosh Hashanah. And Magen Avraham writes that even b'yom tov that's not Shabbos is nisr shvus litkoa once you've already been yotzei yidei chovaso. So there is aside from the concern that you might come to carry it, just making the noise of the shofar, blowing the shofar itself should have been a shvus. Elamai, it happens to be that it's a mitzvah d'oraisa, so we do it. But so katan shigiel l'chinuch, he has enough of a chiyuv that you would encourage him to do it, even though normally it would be a violation of a shvus. What is a katan shigiel l'chinuch? So Rashi writes, based on the sugi in Yuma Daf Pei Beis, that there's a machlokas amaray what the age of chinuch is. Rav Huna Rav Nachman holds that it's the age of 9 for a healthy child and 10 for a child that's a little bit weaker, and Rabbi Yochanan holds that it's 10 and 11. Based on how strong the child is, and that's when we're mechanich the child to be mesana l'sha'os b'yom ha-kippurim. Certainly when a healthy child is 11 or 12, then he's already mesana fully on Yom HaKippurim. Even a weaker child at the age of 12, he fasts entirely on Yom HaKippurim, but that's for 2 years in advance. But before that, they're Misana L'Sha'ol. So Tosus just points out, in Dibra Maskel Shehigia, that it's a little strange that Rashi brings this Sugya and Yuma as the age of Chinuch when it comes to Shofar. No, that's the age of Chinuch when it comes to fasting in Yom HaKippurim, but there's a different age of chinuch for each and every mitzvah. Every mitzvah has its own age of chinuch. So l'chora, what the age of chinuch is for shofar has nothing to do with at what age a katan is mis'ana l'sha'os. Good. Hakol chayav b'mikra megillah. We also say in the brisa that everyone is chayav b'mikra megillah. Hakol ksherim likros as a megillah, and that everyone is capable, is able, is kosher to read the megillah. La'asuye mai. So who are we including when we say that? So la'asuye Noshim. That comes to include women that they're chayiv to in Mikra Megillah as well, and that they could luchora even be motzi anoshim yidei chavasim if they're chayiv. Could Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, Dom Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, noshim chayiv in Mikra Megillah, shafein hayu ba'osaneis. Women are chayiv in Mikra Megillah because of afein hayu ba'osaneis. If you look at Rashi, lasuye noshim shechayiv in Mikra Megillah uksherus lekrosa ulahotzi zecharim yedei chavasam, that they can actually be motzi men their chiyuv in mikra megillah. However, Tosos quotes Dibra Maschil Asuya Nashim Aval Bahag lo pasakachi. The Bahag disagrees, and he holds that they cannot be motzi men yedei chavasam. In the next paragraph of Tosos, he points out Now, when we say that they could be their chayv mikra megillah, it means that only that they're able to be motzi other nashim. Meaning the idea is, why would they only be able to be motzi other nashim and not be able to be motzi? To be motzi men. So the Bahag writes that yes, it's true that nashim are included in shemias megillah, but they're not chayiv in mikra megillah, and therefore they don't have the same chiyuv that men have, and therefore they're unable to be motzi men in the chiyuv. Why are they chayiv even in shemias megillah? So the Gemara said af hin hayu bosanes. Rashi Maseches Megillah writes that af al nashim gazar haman lahashmidan, that Haman made his gzera lahashmid laharog for women as well. It said minar v'adzakein taf v'nashim. However, the Rashbam in Maseches Pesachim Daf Kufches says that the ikker hanes shel Purim was done al yedei nashim, meaning Esther was the hero, the heroine of the story. So Tosfos raises the question that the lashon afein hayu bosanes certainly does not make it sound like they are the Ikar anes, but that's the machlokas, Rashbam and Tosfos. What does afein hayu bosanes mean? Does it mean that they too were included in the nes, or that the nes was primarily as a result of them? Where else do we say afein hayu bosanes? So we say by Chanukah, and we say by Pesach, afein hayu bosanes. Bizchus nashim tzidkanios nigalu avosein mitzrayim. Meaning by those places as well, it's possible to say that they were the Ikar anes, or it's possible to say that they were also included. The Sfasemis just says that these two machlokos may be talui zebezeh, the machlokos between Rashi and the Bahag, that according to the Rashbam, Nashim were not in the nes quite like Anashim, and therefore they should not have been chayiv mikra megillah, but they got this mitzvah as a matana because the nes was al yedei isha, whereas and that's why they're chayiv only in shmiya, meaning if a woman's role was different than that of men. It's not that they too were included in the gezeira. It's that the woman really should have been pater. It's mitzvah shazman grama, but because a woman was involved in the nes itself, so then you understand that the nature of their chiyuv is going to be different than the nature of the chiyuv of men, like the sheet of the Bahag. But according to Rashi and Megillah, that they were the ikara, that they were shaykh in the ikara nes, in the nes itself, meaning that they were the gezeira on them was lash malar galabit as well. So they were the same as men, so then their chiyuv should be the same as men, and therefore they should be able to be motzi anoshim as well. So that is that's the discussion in the Rishonim as far as what the nature of the chiyuv is. Now this chaps and afkamina as far as what the bracha of mikra megillah is going to be when a woman lanes megillah for herself or for other women, is the bracha al mikra megillah or is the bracha lishmoa megillah? In Shulchan Aruch in Simin Tafresh Peites he quotes the sheet of the Bahag in the name of Yesh Omrim that nashim are not motzios anoshim, and the Ramah says that if a woman is korla atzma, she should say a bracha lishmoa megillah and not al mikra megillah like men would, because she's only chayiv in shmiya, she's not chayiv in mikra megillah like the Bahag. The Bach points out in the name of the Agos Minhage Rat Tirana, in the name of the Aguda, that even when a man reads for women, if he has already been Yotze, his Chiyuv, and the whole purpose of his reading right now is just to be Motzi Nashim, he should not say a bracha of Mikra Megillah, but Mishma Megillah, because it's all about Shmias HaMegillah when it comes to Nashim, and the Magen Avraham quotes this as well. Mishnah Berurah is not sure that that's such a great idea, because since printed in the Sidurim you have the bracha al mikra megillah, which is the standard text, so if you have the women say the bracha, they're likely just going to read what it says in the Sidur, and then they're going to say the wrong bracha. So maybe it's better for the man to say the bracha al mikra megillah than to have the women say the bracha, because inevitably they're going to say the bracha of al mikra megillah. But this is a machlokes haposkim ad hayom, what the best thing to do in when you have a man who's ready ben yotze reading for a group of people that are exclusively made up of women. You could argue there's another reason why women cannot be motzi men in mikra megillah. The whole chiv of women is because of afein hayu ba'osa anes. There's a discussion in the Rishonim when you say afein hayu ba'osa anes, is that a mechayev on the same level as the original chiyuv? So we say, let's say, when it comes to mikra megillah, if you hold that mikra megillah is not a mitzvah midrabanan, it's higher level, it's midivrei kabbalah. So when you say afinoi bosanes, does that mean to say that women are therefore also chayev midivrei kabbalah, or is that only a svara that's mechayev midrabanan? So we have two deos and three deos in Tosas actually, whether it has the ability to be mechayev. The one day in Tosas is that afinoi bosanes only applies to mitzvah. It doesn't apply to Daraisas. Second day in Tosfos is it applies even to higher level mitzvahs Daraisas, but it's only a mechayev midrabanan. And third day of Tosfos in Megillah, Dabdalid, and Rabbeinu Yosef Ish Yerushalayim, is that it could even be mechayev on the same level. But if you hold that it can only be mechayev midrabanan, so you understand very well why a woman would not be able to be motzi a man, at least in the Kriya, during the day, which is midivrei kabbalah, because a man is chayiv midivrei kabbalah, a woman is only chayiv midrabanan, she has a lesser chiyuv, she therefore would not be able to be motzi a man in mikra megillah. Good, hakol chayiv in bezimun, everyone is chayiv in zimun, nasuye, who does that come to include? Nasuye, nashim v'avadim, that even nashim and avadim are chayiv in zimun, did Tanya, because the Brisa tells us, nashim mizam nils liatzman, v'avadim mizam nil liatzman, that women make a zimun for themselves, and avadim make a zimun for themselves. Women cannot combine together with men for a zimun. The nusach of birch samazon of women is different than men, because men mention bris in birch samazon. Nashim have no chiv to mention bris. Avadim are not mitzarif with anashim, because anashim mention ala aretz, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is manchil avosenu. Avadim do not mention that, and nashim are not mitzarif with avadim, and that's because of a sense of pritzos. That's what the sugya tells us in Maseches Brachos. But if the simple reading of this Gemara sounds like Hakol Chayavin Bezimun is La Asuye Nashim, it certainly makes it sound like women are Chayiv in a zimun, that if a group of three women eat together, that there's a chiyuv of zimun. In the sugyim brachas in the memheim beis, it just says nashim mezamnos liatzman v'avadim mezamnin liatzman, and then nashim v'avadim uktanim imratzu lezamen ein mezamnin. And the implication of the gemara is that three women are mezamnos; they just shouldn't be together with avadim because of pritzus, but it's not clear 100% in the Gemara over there whether it's a chiyuv or a rishus. Our Gemara makes it sound very much like it's a chiyuv, and in fact the Rush in the 7th parak of Maseches Brachos brings a raya from our sugya that women are in fact chayiv in zimun. And he says the fact that the Gemara compares nashim to kohen levim v'yisraelim, the Gemara in Brachos compares them, it's muchach that there's a chiyuv for women as well, and since women are chayiv in birchas hamazon midarais, or at least midrabanan, there's no reason to assume, says the Rush, that they shouldn't be chayiv in zimun like men are chayiv. It happens to be it's a machlokes rishonim, but whether women are chayiv birchas hamazon midaraisa or midrabanan, la halacha, the Rashba, the Ravid, paskin that they're chayiv midaraisa, but Rabbeinu Yonah says they're only chayiv midrabanan. The Rush and the Rambam are not machriya, and therefore the Shulchan Aruch says it's a safek whether women are chayiv midaraisa, and Motzio says anashim, or they're only chayiv midrabanan, and they're not able to be motzi anashim in birchas hamazon. Yeah, that's whether they're chayiv daraisa midrabanan, but says the Rush, there's no doubt that they're chayiv in zimun, whether it be daraisa or drabanan. However, Rashi writes that even though in Maseches Brachos, that even though le'inyin chova, they're not chayavos, le'inyin rishus, deo shalosh chashivi lehodos tfei mishnei anashim, diga mishum gadol Hashem iti. It's only rishus, that it's not a chiyuv. And that's what Tosfos writes over here as well, that the minhag that most women have is that they do not do a zimun, and the reason they don't do a zimun, or the reason that's justifiable, is because even though we say that women are included in zimun, it just means that it's a rishus and not that it's a chiyuv. Tosfos essentially has three rayas that it's a rishus. Number one, the fact that the minig is that women are not mezamin. The Rush would obviously say minig taus. That's a mistake. They should do a zimun. Second raya is lashon the Gemara klapei avadim is imratzu. So if the Gemara says that by avadim, it sounds like that goes back on nashim as well. The Rush would say no. Imratzu relates to avadim and not to nashim. The Reisha is a chova. The Seif is telling us that even that when it says together with avadim, imratzu ein mizamdin is telling us that they're not allowed to be mizamin with avadim, but on their own maybe they have an absolute chiyuv. And the third raya of Tosfos from the fact that the Gemara compares three nashim to two anashim. When there are two anashim, there's certainly no chiyuv of zimun, and therefore the Rosh Lechora would respond to the is docha that raya that since the Gemara says deos shiny at the end, so at the end it's not clear that equation holds, the equation of three women and two men. So this is a major machlokas rishonim in Shulchan Aruch and Siman Kuf Zayin Tes Sif Vav. Shulchan Aruch paskins nashim mezamnos liatzman rishus. So the Shulchan Aruch splits the psak, says it depends. If women are eating just a group of women, then it's a reshus. But if they're eating together with men, and the men are going to have a zimun, then women are chayiv in zimun. It's a very chashva halacha. A lot of people are unaware of this. A lot of times, women are having a conversation, or they're somewhere else, they're preparing, I don't know, the dessert or whatever, they're cleaning up, and the zimun happens, and they're not even there to participate in the zimun, or they figure they'll bench when they finish their conversation. No, that's an absolute, absolutely chayiv. That there's no machlokas about. That if there is in Shulchan Aruch, in halacha, that if there are men having the zimun, women have to respond to the zimun. The whole shaila in halacha is if women are eating just by themselves without men, whether there's a chi of zimun. So the Shulchan Aruch says that's only rishus. Bir halacha quotes that the Graz shita is that really the Dikra Adin is like the Rosh and Tamid Rabbeinu Yonah, that they're chayavos in zimun, and that's why the Ben Ish Chai says roy lekol adam lelamid l'neshei beso shimazam l'satzman k'shochus b'shlosha, that people should tell their wives and daughters that when you have a group of three women eating together, that they should in fact make a zimun. Aruch HaShulchan notes that the minhag, however, seems to be like Rashi Tosfos and the Shulchan Aruch that it's only Rishus, and therefore there is no chiv. I wrote about this in the second volume of my Sefer and Siman Yudalid. There's much more there, but let's go weiter now. So says the Gemara further, Hakol mitzar from the zimun. Everyone's mitzarif from the zimun. Lasuyim mai lasuyim katan ayodea lemi mevarchin. Damar of Nachman yodea lemi mevarchin mezamin alav. If he's old enough to understand that we're being mevarchin Kodesh Baruch Hu, so then we're mezamin alav. Next, Hakol mitamin beziva. Everyone is subject to tumas ziva. Lasuyim mai lasuyim tinok ben yomo. Even a one-day-old child. Titania ish matamalomer ish. What does the pasuk tell me with the double expression ish l'rabos tinok ben yom echad, to tell me that even a tinok ben yom echad shemetame beziva is metame beziva? Div Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Shlomo ben Rosh, Rabbi Yochanan ben Broka omer einol tzarich. I don't need a riboy in the pasuk to tell me this din. Harei omer, the pasuk says vazov ezovo lazachar v'lanakeva lazachar kol shu zachar. Bein katan, bein gadol. La zachar implies any male, whether he's very young or old, it doesn't matter. La nekeva, kol she nekeva. Bein katan, bein gadol. La nekeva implies any female, even if she's very young. Im kein matam lomer ish. So then what's the double expression of ish? Different Torah, Klash Bnei Adam. The Torah just speaks Klash Bnei Adam, and that's a normal thing for the Torah to do, even though it's not, we don't have to have a limud from every single word. In the Chak Nasan, he raises the question that normally the Torah, Dibra Torah, Klash Bnei Adam, is Mechadesh, that the second of the double expression is not necessary to Darshan. But not that an entire double expression is not necessary. I mean, why does it say ish even the first time? That we don't really deal with over here. So he says that Rabbi Shlomo ben Rosh, Rabbi Yochanan ben Broka learns from the first ish, lema'et in isha, that's not metame beziva levana kezachar. That if a woman has something white that comes out of her body, that is not metame beziva. A woman is only a zava when blood comes out of her body, when something red comes out of her body. Whereas a man, the man's ziva is white, it is not red. We don't have this ziva anymore. It's some sort of disease that men don't have anymore. Women, we do assume, still have ziva because women still have blood that comes out of their body, and there are two parshas in the Torah, parsha of Nida and a parsha of Zava, and they depend on whether a woman's in Nida or a Zava, does not depend on what is physiologically happening with her body. It's the same thing. It's blood coming out. In either case, it all depends on when during the month it's happening, and we don't keep cheshbon anymore, and that's why we assume whenever a woman bleeds, we automatically assume that she is a Zava. We even assume more. We assume that she's a Zava Gedola. That was the chumrah that the Benos Yisrael took upon themselves. Normally, for a woman to be a Zava Gedola, she needs to see 3 days in a row of dam. But the Benos Yisrael were a Machmir Salatzman, Shafil Rose Tipas Dam Kechardel, Yoshosla Shivanakim, that even if they see one drop of blood on one day, they still observe Shivanakim. But again, only blood, not white. And that's maybe what we darshan from the first ish. Next, the Bryson tells us, I'll call Matamin B'tamei Mace. Everyone could become Tamei to a Mace. Lasuya Mai. What's that being marble? Lasuya Katan. That if a Katan was in an Ola Mace, he too becomes Tamei. And if he then touches food or drink, he's metami, the food or drink. Salka daita chamina ish asher yitma velo yischata ish in katan lo. I would have thought that since the parsha used the term ish, it dafka excludes katanim, kamash melon velo nefashos asher hayusham, that everyone is included in nefashos, and therefore even a katan can become tame from a mace. Eli ish lemute mai, then what do I learn from the word ish? Lemute katan mikares, to tell me that when the pasuk says that an ish asher yitma velo yischata, and then he goes into the base of Migdash, v'nichrisa, he's chayiv kares, that's only for a gadol, a katan who's tamei lemeis, and then enters the Migdash, is not going to be chayiv kares, because he's not b'chlal onshin. In fact, that drasha is so strong, that Tosfos raises the question, what's the chiddush? Well, I need a drasha to tell me that a katan is not going to be chayiv kares for violating this, or being nichras the Migdash. Bituma, a katan's never chayiv kari, he's never chayiv anything, he's a katan. So why do I need a special drush over here to tell me that a katan is not chayiv? So Tosa suggests that there would have been a havamin to assume that just like the katan is included in the tumah, so too he's included in the kares. And that's why I need a pasuk to be ma'id the kares. Very difficult to have a mina. Why would I assume that? An inanimate object can also become tamei. Meaning the fact that a child can become tamei, that would mean that he's included in the kares. Very difficult. Sfasemes gives a little bit of a different answer to Tosfos Kasha. He says the pasuk is memai to katan that became tamei and then became bar mitzvah and then was nichnas l'miklash b'tumaso. Pasuk's not telling me that if he's when he's 8 years old, if he walks into the Beis Hamikdash, he's not going to be chayav kares. No, it's telling me that if he became tamei when he was 12 and he never had Efer Parah Aduma, so he remained tamei, and now it's after his bar mitzvah, and now he goes into the Beis Hamikdash, gzeres hakasav, he's potter, even though the maisa iser was being nichnas l'miklash b'tumaso was when he was a gadol. If that's true, that's a very great chiddush, and then you understand why we need a drasha for it. You just have to question whether that's actually true. That might be too big of a chiddush to assume that he's going to be pater in that case. Okay, says the next one. The Mishnah said, "Akol mitamei bin negoyim." Everyone can become tamei with tumas tzaras. Lasuya mai. What's that coming to include? Lasuya katan. So salkatay techamina ish tzaruak siv ish in katan lo. The Torah used the word ish over there as well. So kamash mlan. That's why it comes to tell me that a katan can also become tamei with tumas tzaras. Ve'ima hachinami. Oh, but it sounds like a good drasha. It says ish, so maybe the taka is being memayed a katan. Now adam kia ba'or b'saro mikal makom. Pasuk also says adam, and adam implies even a katan. Vel ish lameli. So what do I do with the word ish? What am I mimayit from the word ish? L'chadetanya, ish, ein li'a l'ish, ish aminayin. How do I know that a woman is also metami b'negoyim? K'shua omer v'hatzarua, when it says the more general term, v'hatzarua, and it says the tzarua that has the nega, b'gadaviyu perumim, so it could have just said b'gadaviyu perumim. Why does it have to say hatzarua again? So it must be that we harei kan shnayim, that we're talking about two types of mitzarayim, both an ish and an isha. Im kein matam lomer ish, then why does the Torah dafka say the word ish? Le'inyan shal mata, for what it says in the following pasuk, that a tzrua requires primas begadim and prias rosh. That's what ish is telling me, that ish poreo foreim ve'ini isha pora'as v'forama. So a woman does not have to do prias rosh nor primas begadim, the shredding of the begadim. That's only a din for men and not for women. Hakol ro'anes ha'negayim. Anyone is allowed to look at a nega and paskin the din of a nega, whether they're tahor or not, or whether they require hesker or whether they're tameh. So the Mishnah kol ksher and liros hasanagayim, and the Mishnah also says that everyone is kosher to be ro and agayim. So lasuye mai, what's that akol coming to include? Lasuye she'enu baki behen ubishmosehen. That's coming to tell me that even a kohen who doesn't really know negayim, he doesn't even know the different names of the negayim, but he's kosher to be ro of the negayim if he has another, if he has a yisrael who's the talmud chacham that will go with him and coach him along and let him know what's a maritahar and what's a maritame. But we said in Masech Shavuos, Einu baki behen ubishmosehen. Ain't a roes hanagayim. Didn't we learn explicitly the shita Rabbi Akiva at least is that if someone is not a baki in the gaim, he's not allowed to paskin on the gaim, even if he has a talmud chacham that's coming along with him. So how can the brisa say hakol that even a kohen who doesn't know any negayim is allowed to paskin as long as he gets coached by a talmud chacham? Amar Ravina lo kasha. Had masbri le v'savar, had masbri le v'lo savar. The brisa that allows a kohen who's an no baki to be Roa Negayim is talking about a Kohen who's at least intelligent enough that when you're Masbir the halachs of Negayim to him, he'll understand them, and therefore he's allowed to be Roa Negayim based on a Talmud Chacham who will then be Masbir to him. But if he's Mamish a robot, if he doesn't even understand as you're explaining it to him, and you're just saying, you know, like a child, say this, and then they just say whatever you tell them to say, so that you can't do. That's not, that even with the coaching of a Yisrael Talmud Chacham, that's not going to work. Good, and then we learn Hakol Ksherin Lekadesh. This is talking about Sreifas Para Aduma. The Torah tells us in Parshas Chukas that V'lochu Latami Me'afar Sreifas Achatos V'nosu L'mayim Chayim El Keli, that you take Mayim Chayim, Mei Mayan, you have spring water, and you put it in a Kli Chares, and then you put on it the Efer Sreifas Apara, the ashes from the burning of the Para Aduma. Then that Mayim is kosher to use for Azaas Mechatos, to sprinkle on someone whose tamei meis to be mitar them from their tumah. How do you do that? Well, the pasuk tells us, "V'lakach ezov v'taval b'mayim." You take an ezov, you dip it in the water, and you do the sprinkling in that way. So the placing of the efer al mayim and the mixing it together—that's called the kiddush mechatas, to make the mixture of the mechatas of the mei mayan and the efer para is called the kiddush of the mechatas. It's actually a seeming stira in the psukim. The pasuk says, "V'nasan alav." Sounds like you put the mayim on the afar. But then it says Mayim Chayim El Keli. Sounds like the Mayim goes directly into the Kli and not on the Afar. So the Gemara explains in Masechta Sota that you put the Mayim into the Kli, into an empty Kli, then you put the Afar, and then you mix it around. So it turns out that the Mayim goes on top of the Afar as well once you mix it around, because then the Mayim gets flipped over onto the Afar. But bottom line is Hakol Ksherim Lakadesh. Everyone is kosher to be Mekadesh Mechatas to do this, to make this mixture. Lasuya Mai, who's that coming to include? Rabbi Yehuda Lasuya Katan. According to Rabbi Yehuda, it's telling us that even a Katan could be Mekadesh Mechatas. Rabbanan Lasuya Isha. And according to the Rabbanan, even an Isha could be Mekadesh Mechatas. Ditnan, because the Mishnah tells us in Masechus Para, Hakol Ksherin Lakadesh. Chutz mecheres shot v'katan, Rabbi Yehuda machshir v'katan upasal b'yishav androgynous. That Tanakhama says everyone could be mekadesh mechatas, even a woman, just not a cheres shot v'katan. Rabbi Yehuda says katan yes, woman no, and also androgynous no. So the Rabbanan are cholik in Rabbi Yehuda, and they hold that an isha's ksher lekadesh. So the, according to the Rabbanan, hakol is coming to be marba in isha. Rabbi Yehuda says that an isha's pasal, hakol is coming to be marba a katan. Hakol ksher mahazos. We said everyone could sprinkle the mechatas on a tame person in order to be mitar them. Lasuye mai, what's that coming to include? Lasuye arel, even to include an arel. Rabbi Lazar, arel shehiza has a aso kshera. Rabbi Lazar shita is that if an arel does the azaa, then it's a kosher azaa. An arel is able to do the azaa. Rashi over here, like he does in most places in Shas, says that arel means mesu achiv machnas mila, that his brothers died as a result of mila. Meaning arel doesn't mean that the guy's a bad guy for not getting a mila. It means that he had a heter not to have a bris mila. So that's the kind of arul we're talking about. In most of the places in Shas where Rashi says that, Rabbeinu Tam jumps up and says, no, arul means anyone who doesn't have a bris mila. It doesn't just mean mesuach v'machmas mila. Adraba means someone who's dafka an arul, who chose not to have a bris mila. So Rabbeinu Tam does not say that over here. In fact, Tosus just says what Rashi says over here. A lot of the Tosus in Narachin do like that. They just say what Rashi says. But Rabbi Kiveger asks in the Chidushim that it's a tzarech in on this Rashi over here, because Lefi Pshuta, even an Oral that decided he didn't want Mila because he didn't want to go through the pain or whatever. Nevertheless, his Azah is still kosher because he doesn't have a din of a Tameh. So it could be, according to Rashi, an Oral B'mezid is not allowed to do the Azah, maybe because he's Dino Kinachri. You have to come up with something. Why Rashi would assume that an Oral B'mezid is not able to do the Azah Smechatas, but that's an important line that Rashi says over here, that Oral over here also just means someone who's Mesurach Machmas Mila, so he's a tzaddik, he just happens to be an Oral. Hakol Shochtin Lasuyamai. Then we said anyone could do Shechita. Who's included in that? So Chada Lasuya Kuti. One of the times that it says twice in two different places, Hakol. So one of them is to include a Kuti, that his Shechita is kosher. V'chada Lasuya Yisrael Mumar. That a Yisrael that's a Mumar L'davar Echad, his Shechita is going to be kosher as well. Hakol Malu Neretz Yisrael. Each member of the family can encourage the other one to go to Eretz Yisrael. Lasuye Mai, who does that come to include, that a member of the household is able to force others to go to Eretz Yisrael? Lasuye Avadim, that comes to include Avadim, that if a person has an Eved Kanani who's Maul and he wants to sell him, and the Eved wants that he should only be sold in Eretz Yisrael, the Eved can force the master to be Malahim to Eretz Yisrael and sell him there, that you got to sell me only in Eretz Yisrael. According to those that have Avadim Beferish in the Mishnah, so the word Hakol can't be Marba Avadim because that's Beferish already, so Lasuye Mai, then what's Hakol coming to include? Lasuye Minava Yofa Linava Ra, that a husband is able to force his wife to a wife, her husband, to go from Chutz Laretz to Eretz Yisrael, even if they live in the most beautiful neighborhood of Chutz Laretz, and the neighborhood that they live in, Eretz Yisrael, is not going to be as beautiful of a neighborhood. That even if it's the standard of living is going to be slightly lower than it is in Chutz Laretz, still one spouse can force the other spouse to go to Eretz Yisrael. Ve'ina kol motzin la'asuyi evet shabarach michutz laretz la'aretz. And not everyone could be motzi me Eretz Yisrael to Chutz Laretz. What's that hakol going on? That's telling us that if an eved runs away from Chutz Laretz to Eretz Yisrael, the master cannot bring him back out to Chutz Laretz. He has to sell him in Eretz Yisrael so that the eved should be able to remain in Eretz Yisrael. Mishum yishuv ha'aretz. So the Tosfos raises the question, what's the Chiddush? We already said in the Reisha that the Eved can force the master to sell him in the first place in Eretz Yisrael, even if they were in Chutz Laretz. So Kal V'chomer, if the Eved already ran to Eretz Yisrael, he could say, I'm not leaving, sell me here, right? Isn't that obvious? So Tosfos, you might have assumed that there's a Knas because he ran away. So we make a Knas on the Eved that you don't get to dictate what happens from here on in, because you're not allowed to just run away from your master. So no, Kamash Malan, that yes, he can. He can still dictate that he wants to stay in Eretz Yisrael. Hakol Malin Yerushalayim Lasuya Minava Yacha Linava Hara'a. That everyone could be Malin Yerushalayim, even someone who goes from a Nava Yacha to Nava Hara'a in Yerushalayim, to a less nice neighborhood in Yerushalayim, still, because of the Kedushas Yerushalayim, one member of the family can force the others to go. Ve'ena Kol Motziin Lasuya Mai Lasuya Minava Hara'a Linava Yacha. From a not so nice neighbor in Yerushalayim to a nicer neighbor in the rest of Eretz Yisrael, you can't. The Baal cannot be Motzi as Ishto, or the Isha, the husband, from Yerushalayim, just because they find a nicer neighborhood that happens to be outside of Yerushalayim. Good, so up until now we've been discussing the Lashon of Hakol in all the Mishnayos and Brisos. Now we're shifting a little bit, and we're going to show how in many places where we say Hakol, we then follow it up by saying, oh, you know who's Chayiv? Everybody, even Kohanim Levim Yisraelim. So we're going to discuss why we would ever have to say that. What is that adding? Kohanim Levim Yisraelim. So now we make that shift. Tosfos points out, Hakol Chayiv in Sukkah. Kohanim Levim Yisraelim. So it says in our Pshita, Ihani lo mechayvi, man mechayvi. If Kohanim Levim Yisraelim are not going to be chayiv in Sukkah, who would be chayiv in Sukkah? Meaning, obviously, that's who mitzvahs apply to. They apply to the Jewish people. So it says, no, Kohanim Yitzrichle. The Braisa needs to be mefarate that Kohanim are chayiv in Sukkah, because Salka daitachamina holuk sivva sukkos teshvu, va'amar mar teshvu shivas yamim ke'ein toduru, that a person is supposed to live in a Sukkah the same way he lives in his house, and ma'diri ishvi ishto af suka ish v'ishto. Therefore, just like in one's house, a person is together with his family, he's together with his wife, so too the dira suka should be ish v'ishto, v'hani kohanim hol b'nei avoda ninu. And since these kohanim have a responsibility to do their avoda b'tahara in the Beis HaMikdash, so they have to be porish from their wives in order not to become tamei. So they're not able to live in the sukkah the same way they would live at home, because while they're doing the avodah in the Beis HaMikdash, they're not allowed to be with their wives. And therefore, lo lichayvu, I would think that they're not chayv in the mitzvah of sukkah at all. So kamash malan, that's what the Brice is telling us. Nihi de petiri, b'shas avodah, you're right. When they're responsible for doing their avodah, they're put from sukkah, because then they're not able to live in the sukkah. But below shas avodah, chayv mechayvi. But when it's not shas avodah, they're chayv in sukkah. Mi didava, hol chedrachim, just like people who are hol chedrachim, da'amar mar, the Brice Masech HaSukkah tells us, Hol Chedrachim Bayom, Ptur Min HaSukkah Bayom, V'chayav B'layla. People who travel during the day are part from Sukkah during the day, but they're Chayav in Sukkah at night, even though they're not able to be Mekayim Mamish Ke'en Taduru. They're Chayav in Sukkah whenever they're able to. So that's why we say that with the Chiddush of Karnav Levim Yisrael being Chayav in Sukkah, is that Kohanim are Chayav in Sukkah, that even though they can't always be Ke'en Taduru, whenever they can, that's what they should do. Hakol Chayavim B'tzitzis, Kohanim Levim Yisraelim. Everyone's Chayav in Tzitzis, including Kohanim Levim and Yisraelim. Pshita! Of course, if it's not Kohanim Levim Yisraelim, who else would be Chayav in Tzitzis? No, Kohanim Itzrich, like, the Chiddush is that Kohanim are Chayav in Tzitzis. Why is that a Chiddush? Salkadai Dechamina Holok Sivlo Silba Shatnes, Gedilim Tasalach, that since it says there's Nisra of Shatnes and the Mitzvah of Tzitzis right next to each other, Mandalo Ishtari Klaim Legabe Bilavishu, the Mechayav Mitzvah Tzitzis, I might think someone who's never allowed to wear Shatnes is Chayav in the Mitzvah of Tzitzis. But Vani Kohanim Hol Vishtri Klaim Legabayu, but Kohanim are allowed to wear Shatnes when they're wearing Big Day Kuna Bishas Avoda, because the Big Day Kuna Bishas Avoda is Shatnes. So Lo Lechayvu, I might think they are therefore always Patim from Tzitzis. Kamash Malan, Nihide Ishtri Bidan Avoda, Below Idan Avoda Lo Ishtri. No, that's what's telling me a Chiddush, that Kohanim are Chayv and Tzitzis. Aye, but they wear Shatnes. It's not that they're not included in the Yisra of Shatnes. Kohanim are absolutely included in the Yisra of Shatnes. It just happens to be that while they're doing the Avoda, the Big Day Kuhuna that they wear is Shatnes. But at every other moment, they're absolutely Chayv in the midst of Shatnes. Hakol Chayav in Betfilin, Kohanim Levim Yisrael. Then we said everyone's Chayv in Tefillin, Kohanim Levim in Yisraelim. Pshita, of course, who else? So Kohanim Yisrichle, a Chiddush that Kohanim are Chayv in Tefillin. Wow, such a Havamina, the Kohanim wouldn't be Chayv in Tefillin? Yeah, Salkadait Chamina. I might have thought, Ho Luxiv, Ukshartim Lios Al Yadecha, Vahayulu Totofos Bein Einecha. So apparently we link Tefillin Shal Yad to Tefillin Shal Rosh, that called the Yisei B'mitzvah Diyad, Yisei B'mitzvah Rosh. Anyone who's Chayv in the mitzvah of Tefillin Shal Yad is Chayv in the mitzvah of Tefillin Shal Rosh, and the reverse is also true. Anyone who's put from Tefillin Shal Yad is put from Tefillin Shal Rosh. Vani Kohanim Ol V'lesnu B'mitzvah Diyad. Kohanim during the Shas Avoda are put from Tefillin Shal Yad. Tichsiv, because the pasuk says about the Big Day Kuna, Yilbash Al Besaro, Shlo Yedavar Chotzitz Beino Vein Besaro, that the Big Day Kuna have to be directly on their flesh, and therefore that you cannot have anything being Chotzitz between the Big Day Kuna and their Basar, which would mean that Tefillin Shal Yad would not be able to go under their Big Day Kuhuna, so they're potter from Tefillin Shal Yad. So Ema b'mitzvah Rosh Nami lo lechayvu. So I would think they are therefore not chayv in Tefillin Shal Rosh either. Kamash Malan. That's why the Brice is telling me Deloma Akvi Adadi that Kohanim are chayv in Tefillin Shal Rosh, because you can have one without the other. You can be chayv in one without the other. Kiditnan, like the Mishnah says in Maseches Menachos. That if a person only has one or the other, he can wear only one or the other. He doesn't have to, they are not ma'akev each other. Umayshna diyad dichsiv yilbash al basaro rosh nami ksiv v'samtam etznefes al rosho. Says Gemara, wait a second, why are we assuming that a kohen can't possibly wear tefillin shal yad because it's chatzitza? Yet when it comes to tefillin shal rosh, we're assuming there's no chatzitza. What about the mitznefes al rosho? Doesn't that necessarily create a chatzitza al rosho? So tana sa'aro hayanira bein tzitz la mitznefes. Just between the tzitz and the mitznefes, there was some empty space where you could should see the hair of the Kohen Gadol, and Shasham Maniach Tefillin, and that's where he would wear his tefillin. That's where he would put his tefillin. This is a raya. This sugya is used as a raya for the shear of tefillin. Tosos Maseches Erevin was Masupuk. What's the shear of the width of tefillin? That some people make very large tefillin, some people make very small tefillin, and he found the medrash that the shear is shtei etzbaos, and the smach l'davar is this sugya because the tzitz is shtei etzbaos. Gemara says that the Ferish Maseches Sukkah and the first paragraph of Maseches Sukkah, and our sugya it sounds like the tzitz was in the makom that's ra'ui lahaniach tefillin. So and we know makom yesh barosh lahaniach shnei tefillin. So if the tzitz is in the makom lahaniach tefillin, there's just enough room for one pair of tefillin once he's wearing the tzitz. So the tefillin must be the same size as the tzitz. They use this as a raya that maybe this is some of the achronim quote the Sholem Eishiv quotes that maybe there's a raya that one does not have to wear tefillin de Rashi udara benu tam simultaneously like the mukubalim say. The mukubalim say you're supposed to wear them together at the same time because then the holiest person in the world couldn't do it. Kohen Gadol, there's only makom for one tefillin at a time. So some say no, makom yesh barosh laniach shnei tefillin is not only front and back; it's also side by side. So you'll see some people wear tefillin de Rabbeinu Tam. If you walk around the old city, you look. They wear front and back, but it could be makom yesh barosh lanicham side by side as well, two pairs of tefillin. Okay, we'll stop. Good.